All right, good morning. It is 13 and a half before 6 o'clock, and boy, we're going to get two more winners in our family movie giveaway this morning, and so many prizes being doled out, and even Light of the World family devotions. So find out about that after the 7:30 weather this morning here on WWIB. In the meantime, yesterday, the 24th anniversary of 9/11, and so obviously today also, as we think about today in history, is the 24th anniversary of September 12th. I saw a good post, I think, on Facebook in the heels of not only the tragic, horrible assassination of Charlie Kirk here 2 days ago in Utah, but then just some of the reaction on Facebook. And the, anyhow, and I see a great question from my friend Sarah Stokes on social media. She says, who do we want to become? I think that's a good question for us all to ask. But somebody had said something about we need to become the people we were on 9/12. Remember, who were we? For those who remember 9/11, 2001, and that horrible, awful, terrible day, who were we as a people, as Christians and as Americans, the day after? And so, thinking of that today. And so, trying to size up in terms of today in history, September 12th. I don't know if I can do it justice here this morning. On this day, 24 years ago, President George W. Bush labeled the previous day's terrorist attacks as acts of war and asked Congress for $20 billion to rebuild and recover. The president also was in Washington condemning the attacks, which also had badly attacked the Pentagon, and said this.
Our country will, however, not be cowed by terrorists.
Okay, so my apologies, not the greatest audio there, but okay. Also, on this day in 2003.
Because you're mine. I walk the line.
Yeah, in Nashville, singer Johnny Cash, the man in black, died of complications from diabetes. The country singer was just 71. Devotional thought for you this morning from our friend Jason Cans. His book, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. There's a book and then a collection of devotions. We've got John 13:19 today. It says, Jesus' words, I am telling you this now before it takes place that you may believe that I am he. Jason writes, Jesus never questioned his identity or purpose. He came to usher in his kingdom, which was unlike anything people had ever seen or imagined. He taught his followers what it meant to live kingdom lives and die kingdom deaths. Ultimately, he willingly went to the cross where he bore the sins of the world. We should not be surprised that Jesus knew the storyline. He knew his betrayer was in the wings, not only because he was God incarnate, but because he knew the scriptures. Even though he understood what was coming, he was also planting seeds of faith for his followers so that in the midst of the coming chaos and confusion, they would remember what he said and trust the redemptive process. Confusion still happens in our lives, but Jesus knows the road ahead. Like the disciples, he asks us to remember and follow. Good stuff. Closing prayer based on this John 13:19 and the devotion. Jesus, you regularly reminded your followers who you are and that all scripture tells your story. When the way forward seems unsure, as I might parenthetically add, it feels that way now for a lot of us, we know our tendency to doubt. Forgive our doubt and help us trust and remember. There we go. The first five here, WWIB on a Friday morning. Coming up on 14 in front of 7 o'clock, 57 degrees, and the executive director of Hope Gospel Mission, Sandy Polzina, is on the line. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good to talk to you bright and early this morning. So, looking ahead to the Harvest of Hope annual fall fundraiser, we've been hearing your voice in an ad about that. It is coming up end of the month, right?
It is. It's on Tuesday, September 30th, and we're pretty excited to welcome the community to this. We have an amazing, really amazing speaker that came from a life of addiction. And the last time I heard him speak in a full room, you could have just heard a pin drop. It was incredible. So we hope everybody can join us on Tuesday, September 30th from, well, we actually have two options. First time last year was so successful, we did it again from 12 to 1:30 luncheon or 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening.
Yeah, I think I took part in one of the luncheons here before, so that's a good option. People maybe can make it during the day or maybe make it in the evening. So two of those and both of them at the beautiful Florian Gardens, right?
It is, yeah. And we had such a full house last year, so we're hoping to expect the same thing. And we know the community loves to help those in need, and this is an opportunity to come hear some of their stories, too. So we'll have some resident testimonies, and we have a big new project that we're doing that are helping more and more individuals in the downtown area.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to showcase that. We have some announcements to make on that. So we love to serve, and we hope the community does, too.
Hmm. And again, it's $45 for that ticket. And so how would they register for that?
You could go online to hopegospelmission.org and check out the event, and then they can order that way. There's people who have flyers all over. We're placing flyers all over the valley, so there's additional information. But if they go onto the website, they'll definitely see how to get registered for the event.
And you guys say with your promotion, the meal cost is $20. The remainder of the ticket price is tax deductible. So,
yes.
But always a great meal and an inspiring time. Who is the speaker? What's the name?
His name is, Danny Nisley from Christ in Action.
Mm-hmm.
How his life was completely transformed. He's quite amazing.
Well, I saw where one of your recent graduates of your program shared about 10 years of sobriety and recovery and is a very successful and accomplished youth pastor in the area. So it's got to be exciting and rewarding for you and the whole team to see these, stories of lives, rescued, rebuilt, and renewed, right?
Yeah, and that's why we get up every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our precious residents come in with their countenance so low and so hopeless, and we get to watch them be transformed. Those who really want to help every day, their countenance shifts just a little bit, and now they start to look up, and other residents are encouraging them, and it's a beautiful thing to see, Mark, the healing and the hope that comes with people who are ready to become who God intended them to be in the first place.
Absolutely. So learn more about this. Get updated on everything that's going on. Again, Sandy is just scratching the surface talking about downtown Eau Claire. And so a lot of exciting things. And either the lunch, 12 to 1:30, or the dinner, 6:30 to 8. Again, hopegospelmission.org. Get registered. They have until when to register? The event is September 30th, Tuesday. So,
well, they can register up until a couple days ahead of time, but we'll have some tickets there in case it is last minute, but we'd sure appreciate everybody registering at least 5 days before the event.
Terrific. Thanks so much, friend. Appreciate you joining me.
Thank you, brother. Have a good day, Chippewa Valley.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sandy Pulzine, one of the best there, executive director at Hope Gospel Mission. Again, get registered for their Tuesday, September 30th event. You can do that at hopegospelmission.org.
Before we go any further, I want to make sure we do this.
One, two, three, four.
Happy, happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday, and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Well, a very happy birthday to one of our own, Michelle Johnson, today. Maybe you see the post on our WWIB Radio Facebook page. Leave a birthday message for Michelle there. But Michelle, happy, happy birthday. You might be on your way in already. I appreciate Michelle so much. All the different things she does behind the scenes. Very often, she's the voice you hear when you call. WWIB answers the phones. But Michelle does so many different things for us, including traffic. And traffic isn't just saying, hey, there's a backup on 53. Traffic here at WWIB is making sure the commercials and programs play in the right place on both of our stations each day. Michelle does so many other things. She waters the plants. She makes sure there's Band-Aids. Michelle packs up the care packages for our military. Just so many things that Michelle's always like, yeah, I can do that. I can help. And Michelle is a helper of helpers here at WWIB. And appreciate her so much. And how about wishing her the happiest of birthdays today? And she's even coming into work.
Yeah, there you go. She's a good friend and listener. And she's excited about being a grandma this December.
Indeed. Thank you, Michelle, for all you do. And have a happy, happy birthday.
Well, are you a coffee drinker? Well, professions that chug the most coffee, we've got a top 10 list.
We do. A survey of 10,000 business professionals found the biggest coffee addicts are, and we will go from 10 to 1 and let you know, hey, here's the people who drink the most coffee to get them through the workday.
Number 10, marketing and advertising professionals drink about 1.28 cups a day.
Who drinks the most coffee when it comes to professions? Trade workers, including plumbers and electricians, drink just over 2 cups per day, 2.1 cups per day. Number 9 on this list of professions that drink the most coffee.
Number 8, retail staff drink on average 2.5 cups a day.
Number 7 is IT technical support workers. And I think it's interesting because that says 2.39 cups per day, which is different than the 2.5 cups per day that we just had with retail staff. So
somebody got their math off. Anyhow, company executives number 6 drinking about 2.5 cups a day.
Teachers and educators also right around that 2.5 cups per day. That's number 5 in this list of top 10 professions that chug the most coffee.
In the top 2, you'll see it really break high. Number 4, drivers, including semi-drivers, Uber, taxi, delivery, etc. Also about 2.5 cups a day.
Now, that makes sense. Uh-huh. You got to stay awake when you're on the road. Police officers who are honoring with the kindness jar this month.
Yeah.
Just over 2.5 cups per day when we're talking about chugging coffee.
Coffee maybe goes with that traditional donut, which I see a box of leftover donuts on our kitchen table today. Number 2 is the healthcare workers, including nurses and doctors. They need to stay awake as well, averaging 3.6 cups a day. That's a serious jump.
I know, because we were right around 2.5 cups. This is like a full cup plus more, a very, very full extra cup. And finally, what profession drinks the most coffee?
Who's number 1?
At over 3.62 cups per day. It is journalists and media staff.
Okay.
How it fits both of those.
Well, we're starting with early morning radio and doing late night high school football. So.
You need it. You got to keep going. Here's Chris Rice. Seems appropriate. Smelling coffee. WWIB. Happy Friday. Grab your cup of coffee and keep it right here on WIB.
Breaking news. Apparently, President Trump reporting this on Fox News this morning that apparently the Charlie Kirk shooting suspect is in custody, and word is he was turned in by his dad.
All right.
So we'll have more on that with SRN at the top of the hour.
So now time to do our final two drawings for our Family Night at the Movies contest. And again, this is centered around Light of the World, that incredible new animated retelling of the story of Jesus Christ. The director of this film was an animator on projects you've probably seen for Disney, Lion King, Aladdin, Mulan, and using his incredible talents to bring the story of Jesus in animated fashion to the big screen. And really hope you'll go out and support this. It's playing now at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls, and Micon Oakwood. Shout out to our sponsors making Family Night at the Movies possible, Avenue Orchard of Eau Claire, Natural Health and Vitality in Eau Claire, Alley Red Financial Services. Of course, they have offices in Rice Lake and Mondovi and serve anyone in the WIB listing area. Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls and Greenwood. Jim Bob's Pizza Market on River location there in Chippewa Falls. Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Glazing Glass Creations in Chippewa Falls. And McDonald Area Catholic Schools. A host of sponsors making this possible. And here's what we're giving, Halvo. Two different families. We're going to do two drawings, two drum rolls here. Two different families are going to win 4 tickets to see Light of the World at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls or Micon Oakwood Mall. Two families will also win a $50 gift card from Jim Bob's Pizza, that Market on River location, Chippewa. They'll also win 4 delicious cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. And they'll also win a $50 Micon Cinemas gift card for their family's favorite concession. So that whole prize pack going to two different families. Two different families will win. And you have the names here. The first winner is
Christina Simon from Cornell.
Congratulations, Christina from Cornell. We're sending you to the movies, our Family Night at the Movies contest, and we're not done. 4 families winning total, 2 last week, 2 this week. The second winner today is
Nancy Seema from Cadott.
Congratulations, Nancy from Cadott. We'll give you a call and let you know how to pick up all your winnings. Family Night of the Movies, thank you so much to the great sponsors making giveaways like this possible. Well, hopefully my little dude Teddy is up because he moves and grooves to this one whenever he hears that it's Forrest Frank. This is Lemonade. Well, right now is your chance to get caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. It's a public service here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We bring it to you right around this time every Friday morning, but in condensed fashion because we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Football season has officially begun.
Like we needed another excuse to sit around the house in sweatpants all weekend.
Right.
we have a new person at the top of the world's richest people list.
Let me guess. It's the guy who invented those Stanley tumblers.
Makes sense.
Scientists say human hair grows at the speed of 1/10,000,000th of a mile per hour.
Or about the speed it takes to finally get to the window at Starbucks during the morning rush.
Right.
In the past year, only about 26% of adults ate vegetables 3 or more times a day.
The other 74% consider ketchup a vegetable.
Bit of a stretch.
A survey found the average pet parent spends $4,800 annually on their pet.
If my dog was costing me almost $5,000 a year, I'd make it start doing dishes and vacuuming.
For sure.
Yes, a survey found the average pet parent spends nearly $5,000 each year on their pets.
For that much, my cat should at least pretend to care when I come home.
Right?
And finally, Android users are being urged to update their phone due to a couple of recently discovered vulnerabilities.
Meanwhile, your grandma's flip phone remains unhackable and still holds its charge for a week.
Wow.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, time now for the best of the week. We couldn't possibly bring you every great moment in the week gone by, but here's 3 minutes of it.
The first winner is...
Christina Simon from Cornell.
Congratulations, Christina from Cornell. We're sending you to the movies, our Family Night at the Movies contest. It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show, and your chance to win 2 tickets to see Amy Grant at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. That's coming up very soon, Halvo, Sunday the 21st. And here is our question. Over 10% of us participate in this. What is it?
Good morning. This is Dale from Rice Lake.
Hi, Dale. What's
Two in a row from Rice Lake.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
That's a great guess. Yeah, very popular. Probably fastest growing sport. Could that be it? Sorry, Dale.
This is Jesse from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Jesse. Good. Give us the right answer. Win those tickets to Amy Grant.
Fantasy football.
Is it fantasy football? Why would you say fantasy? Well, first off, do you play fantasy football?
I used to, but I got away from it.
That just seems like high, though. I mean, dude, more
like
than
1 in 10 people?
People playing fantasy football? Wow, that's a high number. But let's see. Is that it?
It is.
You're going to Amy Grant, Jesse.
Oh, my goodness. We got to start finding harder trivia. How in the world did you figure that out so quickly?
I just thought with being the day after the first week of football, it felt like the official, a good time to put that type of trivia on there.
I suppose.
All right, and Lori correcting me online, and I missed it. She says Amy Grant was in Eau Claire a few years ago at the State Theater, so apparently right. I wasn't there. So.
Well, she's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know. I could say maybe I was in Africa. I don't know, but whatever. Thank you.
Honestly, whenever you forget something, just be like, I was in Africa.
Exactly.
4 families winning total, 2 last week, 2 this week. The second winner today is...
Nancy Seema from Cadott.
Congratulations, Nancy from Cadott. We'll give you a call and let you know how to pick up all your winnings. Family Night of the Movies, thank you so much to the great sponsors making giveaways like this possible. Here's how much it would cost you if you want to be able to stream everything online for every NFL game if you're just one of those football junkies and you just have to watch it all.
The sports business website Sportico ran the numbers, and if you want to stream every NFL game this season, it'll cost you $935. I guess you could try to make the appeal if your partner, if you're married, is not as big a sports fan. You could say, well, it's under $1,000.
I mean, it's less than the $999.99 Lego Death Star we talked about yesterday. There's a lot of different things going on for Veterans Night. Free admission for all veterans. Again, lots of things planned, but also in partnership with the Hands Foundation, Chippewa Falls High School will be collecting many new or gently used items to help our area homeless veterans, including winter boots, warm coats, sweatshirts and hoodies, wool socks, long johns, undergarments, hats and gloves, personal hygiene items, small tents, sleeping bags, and donations can be dropped off during the entire month of September.
And that is tonight, Veterans Night at Chippewa Falls, DeRay Field.
Yes, and again, all veterans welcomed, free admission. You don't have to have any affiliation with Chippewa Falls, Chi-Hi, or River Falls. Just everyone welcome to attend Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Couple tunes before we get to the top of the hour. Thinking again, a lot this week, a lot of heavy hearts this week, and thinking of how broken our world can seem. And this tune popped up today from Switchfoot, from the quote from Augustine or Augustine, "Our hearts are restless, Lord, until they find their rest in Thee. Run the earth, watch the sky, longing for our heavenly home. Switchfoot, it's restless."
I am the sea on a moonless night, calling. and fall and slip in tides. I am the leaky dripping pipes, the endless aching drops of light. I am the raindrop falling down, always longing for the deeper ground. I am the broken breaking seas, even my blood finds ways to bleed.